The Occupy Wall Street protest is in its second month now. Different versions of the protests that began in mid-September have sprung up in cities around the world to highlight the inequality of the modern financial system and to call for change. Among those camping out in the New York park where it all began is an Alaskan. KDLG's Daisha Eaton recently met up with him in Zuccotti Park.
The drum circles go on nightly at Zuccotti Park, or Liberty Square, as the protesters like to call it, in Lower Manhattan. Among them is Keegan Steffen from Alaska. Steffen is pedaling a stationary bicycle that produces energy. He brought the bike down here from his apartment in Brooklyn, where he was using it to power his kitchen appliances. He's been charging laptops and cell phones with the bike for more than a week now.
We're powering a couple of camera batteries, a couple of cell phones, and a couple of laptops.
Can I plug my cell phone in? Yes, you may. Okay.
The bike was an instant hit, Steffen says. It killed two birds with one stone. Besides charging up the phones and computers critical to organizing the protest, it gave the protesters, confined to the one city block park, someplace to exercise. Steffen helped start the Occupy Wall Street Sustainability Committee, built a table out of recycled junk, and began working to make the camp self-sustaining. Steffen left Anchorage for New York nearly a decade ago to attend college. Now he works for an environmental organization that focuses on promoting bicycling as an alternative to driving. As part of the Sustainability Committee, Steffen's helping coordinate a composting program for the camp, delivering to local gardens and farms. But his main focus has been the bike, and figuring out how to get enough of them to power the whole camp. Growing up in Alaska, Steffen says, prepared him for his work in the Occupy Wall Street movement. Steffen says learning about Alaska's struggle with early statehood shaped his opinions about public spaces, like Liberty Square, particularly a book he read by Alaska's second governor, Wally Hickel.
Our former governor, Wally Hickel's book, Crisis of the Commons, in which he talks about how the federal government or corporations were going to own a lot of the oil fields in Alaska, and the state made a move to make it state land and to lease out that land to oil companies or do whatever else they were going to do with it, which actually has been a lot of conservation. Wally Hickel wrote about this 40 years ago, that there's a crisis of the commons and it's not being utilized by the public. It's often being taken by the state and the government. And here we are utilizing it.
Utilizing the public space, Steffen says, to highlight the kind of change the public wants to see. He says he's using the movement to bring about the change he wants to see in the world. Less dependence on fossil fuels and more sustainable energy. In a funny way, Steffen says, being in New York City during Occupy Wall Street makes him feel very Alaskan.
If you spend the night there, if you get to know the people there, you will get in touch with a fierce sense of individuality that Alaskans have, that I grew up around and am very comfortable with. And if you're passionate about something, you can walk in and say, I want to start a committee to eliminate all of our fossil fuel burning in this park.
And that's exactly what Steffen's proposed. That stationary energy bike prototype, he's calling for it to be replicated.
I think it's a very Alaskan mentality to just have an idea and do it. And what's great about this movement is that you have a community of people supporting you to do it.
Steffen's idea has been approved by the protesters and is now in the works. A donation of $5,000 is funding the project. The bikes will replace the gas generators that have been powering the camp. Steffen says it will take 11 more of the bikes to power the entire Occupy Wall Street camp, and he hopes to have them all installed sometime next week. In New York City, I'm Daisha Eaton.